And now to India, where the death toll from recent devastating floods in the southern state of Kerala continues to rise. Well, the government says rescue teams found 28 more bodies on Sunday. That pushed the death toll up to 445. Monsoon-triggered floods have battered Kerala since May, but most victims died in mid-August. Authorities say more than a dozen people still remain missing. They say around a million others are still packed into relief camps. Those returning to their homes have been cautioned against snakes left behind by receding waters. Well, for now, operations are underway to clean up towns and villages from dirt and sand left by the floods. Authorities are also busy restoring power connections. Let's cross over to New Delhi, joined by Press TV's Manawar Zaman. Manawar, well, explain the situation. Sounds very, very difficult. And talk about the pressure or the difficulties right now that the government has in trying to address such a wide range of issues, from electricity to cleanups.
Well, first of all, it was a devastating event that happened in Kerala, and which is a common phenomenon in the monsoon. But let me tell you here, what we see on the ground is that the cleanup operations should have been mammoth and should have been faster than what we see right now. I mean, we know the death toll has exceeded 450. We know the whole state is devastated. There are people who are trying to collect as much as aid they can. I can see social media. I can see people on the streets, and they've set up tents collecting aid as much as they could for Kerala. I see it trickling down from the states, from local people, trying to help people as much as they could. Because right now what is important is to rehabilitate those people who were affected by the floods. And the government response has, Marzia, been extremely slow, what we see on the ground. Because see, Kerala is a vast geographical area, and it's a tourist destination, which is known as the God's own state by many people. Mm-hmm. But we don't see rescue operation has been tremendous. We must say it was tremendous rescue operation. But the rehabilitation is extremely slow, and it needs to be taken with a fast pace, not the way it is going on. In fact, India has turned down the offers from international aids. Many countries lend helping hands, especially the United Arab Emirates, that was in the news, that they have offered some $80 million. But India has turned down any sort of international relief. But at the same time, I'm a bit curious to understand the fact that why the central government has not been able to release the funds, because it's not just the devastation that caused a panic in just a small area or a town, but it's a big state where millions of people live, and still mm-hmm. we have more than 500,000 people living in the tents. We have around 2,000, in fact, shelters in which people have taken refuge. We have now an epidemic must be avoided. For example, after every flood situation, there is a fear that there might be epidemic, there might be diseases. Right. We have to rush to doctors, and we have to try to rehabilitate those people. But India is in slow pace right now. Back to you, Marcia.
All right. Very sad situation on the ground there. Hopefully it will get better. Thanks so much for that update. Press TV's Manawar Zaman out of New Delhi.